The insurance industry is attempting to overhaul its image after its relations with customers and the federal government soured over the way it handled last year's natural disasters. The industry is trying to head off tougher regulation of policies and payouts after complaints that some claims went either unpaid or unresolved. The insurance ombudsman is also worried that apart from consumers, insurance company staff don't always understand the policies that they're selling. Business editor Peter Ryan.
The insurance industry is still reeling from last year's cyclones, floods and bushfires. In all, there were 8 official disasters, 275,000 claims and losses of $5 billion. But the industry itself took a battering from consumers and the federal government over disputed or unresolved claims. Now the industry is racing to rebuild a shattered reputation.
It is distressing to see people in those circumstances, and I've visited a number of people who have been adversely affected by the floods and perhaps their insurance didn't respond to them as they thought it might.
Rob Whelan, Chief Executive of the Insurance Council, faced meetings of angry and confused customers last year. Now he's told the council's annual conference that the industry needs to overhaul itself before the government steps in. Mr. Whelan wants to see better communication, especially in policy documents that he says need to be clear and meaningful to customers.
Sometimes policy documents, because they are contractual arrangements, they are legal documents, can be convoluted and can be a bit difficult and detailed and hard to understand. So we are working again with the federal government to work out a way in which we can provide information in a more simplified form that gives people clarity around precisely what they're covered for.
But it's not just insurance customers who don't know what they're buying. The insurance ombudsman, John Price, says insurance company sales staff sometimes sell policies that even they don't understand.
If the salespeople trained by the industry are confused as to what the cover offers, then how do you expect a consumer to understand?
So that sends a pretty poor message if the people selling the policies don't really understand them.
It sends a message about training and communication within the industry. It really just requires greater vigilance.
Dazed and confused customers are one thing, but the Insurance Council's Rob Whelan deflected the issue of confused salespeople when I put the claim to him.
Some people who sell the policies don't understand. That's quite an indictment, isn't it?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but at the end of the day, if we make the policies clearer and easier to understand, then there should be no confusion.
But it doesn't stop there. Katrina Lowe of the Consumer Action Law Centre wants to outlaw product disclosure statements that can be dozens of pages long. She says just the thought of reading the fine print is too much for most people.
Around 42-43% of the population have poor to very poor literacy skills. We need to acknowledge that reality in terms of designing documents that we want consumers to engage with.
Do people you deal with actually read the full product disclosure statement and check the box and move on?
I'm frankly not aware of anyone that reads the full product disclosure statement. You know, maybe there's 2% of the population that actually sit down and read the document from cover to cover, but it is simply not psychologically what humans do.
Katrina Lowe of the Consumer Action Law Centre with Peter Ryan.